Well, it's 5:26 a.m. Central African Time on this beautiful, cold Saturday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's the 3rd of Muharram, 1445. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad is in Witbank at the moment, Witbank. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana Arafat. And jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brothers Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and brother Zakaria Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Muharram, 1445. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we complete Surah An-Naml, chapter number 27, and we focus on verses 92 and 93. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was commanded that I must be a Muslim to submit willingly, lovingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Yet another place, O Alul Muslimin, I'm the first one to submit and surrender to Almighty Allah willingly, lovingly, and sincerely. Now thereafter, chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, and that is the end. So chapter 27 and verse number 92 and 93. And I'm also commanded, وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنِ, that I recite the noble Qur'an. Here we need to understand two different words. One is qira'ah, that you just read. So we read a book, we read a newspaper, we read a journal, magazine. So there is not necessary that we must move our tongue or our lips and so forth. But when we recite in the noble Quran, in prayer, in salat, in namaz, or out of salat, out of prayer, then it's compulsory, there must be lip movement, the tongue has to move, and so forth. That is tilawatul Quran. And then to touch the Quran Sharif, we have to be in the state of ablution in wudu. And chapter 56, verse 79, la yamassuhu illal mutahharun. So all these are the laws specific for Quran Sharif. Before we recite Quran, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So all these are laws we should take cognizance of. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. And I've also been commanded to recite the noble Qur'an. Thereafter, there'll be two parties. فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى. And those people who receive the guidance, فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Then surely they have received the guidance for their own benefit. They're not doing anybody else a favor, but they're doing themselves a favor. They're walking on the right path, and through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, they will enter Jannah and Paradise. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ. And whosoever goes astray, they choose this ism or that ism or any other ism besides Islam. فقل then you يا رسول الله مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم address them and say فقل إنما أنا من المنذرين then definitely I am only from the warners with true love. You know, what is the meaning of Inzar, Nazir, Nazira, your son's name Nazir, your daughter's name Nazira. So people translate it as warner. So that's an incomplete translation. It is a takhweef ma'al mahabba, to warn with love and compassion. You see now, cold winter's day, cold winter's night, and the child is walking, crawling towards the heater, the fireplace. How did mother, father, they warn their child, stop in your tracks, because there will be great problems afterwards, Allah forbid. So more than that, he, Habibuna, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is warning humanity with love. If you're going to choose the wrong path, then don't blame anybody else. I have warned you with love and compassion. وقل and then say يا رسول الله مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله all praise due to Almighty Allah so وقل الحمد لله سيريكم آياته فتعرفونها soon Almighty Allah جل وعلا will show you more and more of his signs and his power and his symbols. So Almighty Allah is showing us the heat waves that are gripping Europe and America, the floods that are going on in some countries, and the wildfires raging on in Canada. So many symbols and signs. So Almighty Allah will show you more and more of these signs. فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا Hence you will recognize it. You should know that no one can do this except Almighty Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy and the power of Almighty Allah, Allah alone. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And never is Almighty Allah unmindful of your deeds and your actions. What we do in the darkness of the night, what we do in the brightness of the day, everything is known to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we are going to take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, globally, with news, views, and interviews. Turkey, let us start there. President Erdogan has invited Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, who is a total sellout and a hopeless, useless person, to come there to Istanbul or there Ankara, and they will meet there and so forth. They have meetings, bilateral meetings. And then after that, next week, Friday or so, then he will meet Bibi. Bibi will come to Turkey, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal. So Erdogan thinks that he is going to broker peace, but if you ask me, the chances are very slim because both parties are hopeless, you must remember. Majority of the Palestinians don't want Mahmoud Abbas. Abu Mazen, they call him, his Erdogan and his kunya to represent them. So he's a hopeless, useless leader. So he is a total sellout and traitor. And Bibi, he also seems to be on his way out and so forth. And he's a war criminal and a serial liar. So I personally think Erdogan is just wasting his time. Listen to what Germany has to say. Germany says Turkey's ascension and entry into the European Union is in a deep freeze, meaning there's no chance of them ever joining the European Union in 2024. So again, Turkey is left in a limbo, remember that. So now Israel, the pilots have dropped a bomb on Israel, on the political parties, and on the population of Israel. So what did they do? More than 1,000 pilots have written a letter, and they've said, if the judicial reform goes through, then we will not report for duty, we will strike, and so forth, and so on. So many issues they're grappling with. You know, today is Saturday, and after the Sabbat, after the sunset, then you will see thousands, one of the biggest marches and protests will take place in all the major cities of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in Haifa, in Beersheba, and so many places, because now it's gathering a lot of momentum, and they have, you must remember, a lot of outside support of the Jutlas as well. Speaking of the Jutlas, I'm here in Witbank. So yeah, remember, all the Jutlas ran away. You see, when democracy came in 94, few of them stayed, and then whenever I go to a place, I find out how many Jutlas Jews are there. So they say the last Jutlas and the Jews left from here. They sold their synagogue, and the Christians bought it, and now it's transformed into a church. You will never hear Muslims selling a mosque. Remember that. You will hear the enemies of Islam demolishing our mosque, because they would rather sell their homes, but they won't sell the mosque, remember. But Christian, Jutlas, all of them, they don't worry, because they put everything up for sale, you must remember. Sunak is slamming and criticizing the European Union. Because why? You know, the Falkland Islands and so forth, the European Union referred to it by the Argentinian name, the original name. So Sunak, the Indian, is getting very upset about that, but nobody is interested in him, remember that. India, 20 people dead in a landslide day in Maharashtra, and India is facing huge problems. Manipur, now Maharashtra, and then they have all this in Manipur, and so many other places they have all these problems and so forth. Now listen to this one. When I tell you something, you must listen to me. Now the White House is admitting Ukraine is losing significantly. Ukraine is losing significantly against Russia, against Putin. Putin is a harami. He knows how to play his cards. Therefore, we support you, Putin. You must come to South Africa. Don't worry of all these guys. So anyway, but he won't be coming now. So remember that. But he's giving the Ukrainians, the Americans, the Europeans, and NATO a good thrashing, remember. So that's why we're very, very happy about it. 17-year-old brother of mine, Palestinian, martyred and murdered by the Israeli haramis terrorists. So another martyr for the Palestinians. We embrace martyrdom. Now climate change is not working. They're spending millions and billions of dollars wasting their time. This weekend, yeah, will break records in Greece. They're expecting this weekend to be 45 degrees or more this weekend, and that will be a record. You go to Italy, you go to Spain, you go to America, and you see the heat wave in some parts of these countries there. Sunday elections in Spain, so all the parties now are busy campaigning for the last time, and it will become a right-wing government if they form a coalition, or a left-wing government if they form a coalition. It just depends who can form the coalition. Morocco, another sad story. 6 migrants drowned. All of them want to escape, you know, the tinpot dictators, and go to Europe for a better life. From there to Spain is very, very near. So, and 48 people injured and so forth. So, very, very sad story there. Peru, so it has become another country in Latin America where they legalize gay marriages and so forth. Almighty Allah has created human beings. The natural system you must follow, Adam and Eve, but the secular system came, the satanic system came, the Zionists came, and then they changed all these things, and they say, no, you can have Adam and Eve, you can have Adam and Steve, you can have Adam and Eve, and you can have transgender and what have you. So you must remember that these are the haramis, these are the people worse than animals, Quran says. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Human being, you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. But when you follow your worm's fancies and desires, then you return to the lowest of low. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals. Nay, they are even worse than animals. North Korea, very good. Kim Jong-chung, whatever his name is. So he, Jong-chung, is shooting them up properly. He shot some cruise missiles in the Yellow Sea. He shot some cruise missiles in the Yellow Sea, and America and South Korea, Japan are all seeing red now. What must we do with this maverick character that we're bringing in so many arms and everything, but he's that driving. If one has to go the wrong direction, then there'll be a nuclear catastrophe there. So that is the news, views, and interviews. So inshallah, today will be my last program here in Witbank. After the Fajr Salat, mashallah, yesterday our Jummah went very, very well. The masjid was packed to capacity. And then Asr, I read in the Jummah masjid here, beautiful new masjid here. So, you know, Pine Ridge, there also, they have a graveyard. In the location, they have a graveyard. So after the Asr Salat, I met one of my students there from Darul Newcastle, Idris Jacobus. So mashallah, Mona Idris is also still active. Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa and cure. And then with brother Gora Chaya, we went to the graveyard there in Pine Ridge. And his parents are there, our Hafiz Bilal, our Abdurrahman, and Hafiz Hassan and them, their father, and they're buried there. So anyway, we went to all these graves and we made dua Friday to go to the cemetery graveyard is Sunnah. So yesterday we were there. So mashallah, we made dua for all the marhumin and deceased. So inshallah, today our program will be, I'll go from here to Middleburg, my maternal grandparents, my maternal uncle, auntie, all are buried there. So inshallah, meet our family members. And then inshallah, we'll come back home. So may all make Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy and take us back home safely. And inshallah, you'll know Sunday morning we don't have program, but Sunday afternoon we have the program. So tomorrow afternoon, inshallah, between 2 and 4 will be the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. Barakallahu fiqji. Hello.
Ustad, I've got Brother Wesley. He says that I own a butcher. I am a non-Muslim. Can I donate monthly towards the electricity bill of the mosque in my street? This is Wesley, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wesley, you are a person selling pork and so forth. Second one, you are a non-Muslim by your own admission. Third one is we Muslims, alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that we never ever go to non-Muslims and ask them for contribution for our mosque, whether it is building it or whether it is the water lights or whatever expenses. So we say thank you very much for your generous offer, but remember the Muslims don't need it. My advice to you will be, Wesley, you are in Durban, and you know there are thousands and millions of people living in poverty, in squalor, there in the townships and whatever. So the same money you want to give to the mosque, so go give it to the poor people, and Almighty Allah will reward you here in this world. So you may, who is indeed a friend? A friend in need is a friend indeed. So become the true friend, that 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, whatever you want to give. So go give it to the poorest of the poor, and in that way you become an asset to society. So that is my suggestion.
I've got Brother Mahmoud. He says, Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sahab. Can I lend money to a church to complete the building because they currently don't have funds? And I can't stand the mess as the church premises is next to my house. Mahmoud, Ustad.
Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2. This is the golden maxim, the golden teaching of Islam. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you must cooperate in goodness and piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not cooperate and assist in sin and transgression. For you, Haji Mahmood, Brother Mahmood, to go and give them money or to give them a loan and so forth, all haram and not permissible, remember that. So just now, the non-Muslim wants to give money to the mosque. And that side there, the Christians cannot build their, complete their building of their church. You see how ironic it is. And so forth. So Today, you Christians, you should go and build your own church and so forth. And that reasoning of yours, my brother, that now there's a big mess there next to your house or in front of your house or whatever, that's a very feeble excuse. So many places in South Africa, if you know about the news views in South Africa, you know the Zama Zamas, not Zuma Zumas, the Zama Zamas. Zama Zamas are the illegal miners. They work underground. So the news broke today. If this illegal Zama Zamas, these miners are going to continue, then the whole of Johannesburg will cave in. You saw what happened there in Bree Street. You see what's happening in different parts. Mm. So remember that. So it's something the government has to deal with immediately. Otherwise, the hub, the economic hub of South Africa, there can be serious, serious consequences there. So it is a mess many places in South Africa, brother. So that's a very feeble excuse. It's haram for you, unlawful for you to contribute to the church or to give them a loan.
I see Sister Linda says, let me have my say, AK. Why is Africa so poor? We had the World Cup in South Africa, and still we're poor. Please explain, AK. Linda, Ustad.
Now, you see, Linda, that's a very good question. But my problem with that question is you're only looking at the tail. You're not looking at the history of it. Come, I give you some figures and so forth. Which was the richest country in Africa? Do you know, my sister? Go back 100 years, 200 years, it was Mali. When you went to school and then your teacher told you, your ma'am told you, if you don't do your work, I will kick you from South Africa to Timbuktu. So all that was used derogatory. You must remember that. So the French came, this guy came, that guy came, the colonial powers came, and they plundered, and they raped, and they murdered Africa and their leaders who could think. Not the puppets we have today and the crooks we have today. I give you 2-3 examples. Do you know, my sister Linda, that your France, they occupied our Algeria, Algezair, for 130 years, and go and read how many Algerians they murdered cold-bloodedly. Go and read about Tunisia. France, remember, they are the ones that occupied it for 75 years. Today, as I speak to you, the French regime, they're also not an apartheid regime, if you ask me. They are all, you must remember, politicians, and their ombudsman said, if you are an Arab or an African, the chances are, this is the report of their ombudsman a few months ago. So he said that the chances are, if you're an African or an Arab, the police will interrogate you 20 times more compared to a whitey. So is that not apartheid? Anyway, so now my sister Linda, they gave the African countries independence, 14 of them. But the condition is their money and so forth, 80% or more, must be banked and deposited there in the French banks. So what independence is that, I'm asking you? So this is economic apartheid. This is sabotage by the colonialists. Did you know about the leader of Congo, what Belgium did to him? So go read about Patrick Lumumba and go see there's a university there in Moscow named after him. One of the greatest thinkers of Africa. They brought him in a plane and half naked, and then they murdered him. And that's what MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, did to Jamal Khashoggi. They did the same thing, your Belgium whiteys, to Patrick Lumumba. And they dismembered him, and today his body cannot be found. Don't come and tell me about Africa being poor. Africa is the largest continent. Africa has the largest resources. But the white man came, the colonial mentality, they stole and they raped it. And these African leaders, majority of them got no brains, and they just became multimillionaires. It's like South Africa. And the poor guy in the street, the capitalism's result is this. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. You, my sister Linda, I'm asking you a question, fair and square. Do you want to live in South Africa or you want to go to America or somewhere? Go ask Barbara and go ask his husband, you must remember, that A and B and so forth and so forth. They lived in South Africa, the American citizens. They say South Africa, the robots don't work. The crooks are too many, too much corruption. They went there to America, and then they came back after 6 months, 9 months, less than a year, they're back here. What are you doing in South Africa? Why you don't pick up and go? You can go. Nobody needs a whitey here who's a racist and so forth and so on. So understand things holistically, and we don't need things here, you must remember, for people can come and tell us Africa is poor, Africa is this. But who colonized them? Who apartheid? Who stole all their resources? So remember that the white men, the colonizers, so that's a crime against humanity, and the African leaders, majority of them, hopeless, useless, and their creed is greed. That is where the problem lies.
I see Sister Linda says, it's so true, A.K. Ustad. Let's go to the next question. I've got here Brother Denali. He says that, does Israel really want peace, A.K.? Dylan, Ustad.
Dylan, my brother, you see, when a Jutla is a harami, he's a cursed nation. They're not a chosen nation. That's our unanimous belief if you are a true Muslim. I don't speak about fence-sitters and people who are traitors to Islam and so forth. Any person sitting on a fence, any person sitting on a fence is committing a major, major offense. So we should know that first point. Second one is this, Israel and Jutlas is 99%, 90% accursed by Almighty Allah, 5%, 2% you exclude. At least they speak the truth, at least they speak justice, and so forth and so on, okay? So when the Jutla speaks, Layyam Bihar Siratihim, they speak with a forked tongue. They don't speak street. Go ask any person in Israel who's a politician, he will tell you about Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a serial liar, and he always speaks with a forked tongue. Remember that. He will tell one party this, tell the other party this, like that. So when they speak Israel or peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E, Brother Dylan. Is P-I-E-C-E. What it means? How we can steal and how we can occupy more and more land. Remember of the Palestinians. Didn't you hear what Smotrich said yesterday, day for yesterday? He said all these constructions taking place there in the West Bank, we must demolish it. You don't hear what he said, Ben-Gui, the Himar, the donkey? So Quran says the donkey, Surah 62, verse 5, Kamathalil Himari Yahmilu Asfara, the example of donkeys carrying encyclopedias and big, big books and so forth. So you must remember, he says, this Masjidul Aqsa, all this year, we must partition it, and we must have all occupation of it and so forth. You call such people a peaceful people. We call them super terrorists and haramis of the highest order.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, do Turks, do they prefer Erdogan or Ataturk, Ustad?
Ataturk was a harami. He died a murtad. The land and the sand did not even accept him. He was bootlicking the West, and he thought that if you bootlick the West, they will give you honor, just like the Shah of Iran, and they both died like dogs. Remember that. And he, Mustafa Kemal, to call him Mustafa also is an insult. Kemal Ataturk died like a dog. The land and sand did not accept him. And if you know anything about him, his last 1-2 years, the worms and the insects were coming out, emanating from his body, and they dumped him and put him in one marble box or something because he could not be buried as well. He changed the azan. He told the women, this hijab, niqab, all this Islamic dress, take it and throw it away, wear miniskirt. And he told the people, you keep beard, we'll execute you, and so forth. And so many things he did. So that's a big lesson for this MBS and MBZ and all these murtads and traitors, King of Jordan, King of Bahrain, King of Morocco, and the Pharaoh there in Egypt. Whenever you're going to bootlick Israel, America, the West, Allah will humiliate you, disgrace you here in this world. Erdogan is a Muslim, and Kemal Ataturk is a pakka, murtad, apostate, harami, dispatch straight to hell.
Allahu Akbar. I see Sister Barbara. She says, but AK, did Trump really deserve the hate he got when he was president? I don't think it was fair. Barbara Ustad.
Trump is history now, my sister Barbara. But now he's making a comeback, you see. So Trump knows how to play his Trump card. If you look at the demographics there in America, so you know you are polarized, right? One side you have Republicans, one side you have Democrats. According to me, majority of them haramis, both sides of the spectrum, right? Then you are divided by race, you know, the blacks and the whites. Then you are polarized by religion. One side are the Christians, one side are the Juddas, one side are the Muslims, one side are the Satanists and the atheists and all. So you are a polarized community. But Trump is no idiot. He came from where? Do you know, Barbara, when he started his campaign, he only had 3%, 4% support and so forth. And then 2016, Hillary thought she's going to walk. It would be a landslide victory for her. But he knew what to do. He was targeting the white man and the white woman. We will make America great again. That was his slogan. We will make America great again. You remember that? So remember, and Hillary was left to take the crumbs. She's humiliated forever. Her husband, Bully, Bull also, with his Monica. You know all his shenanigans in the White House. So he's disgraced forever. So that is Trump's trump card, my sister Barbara. He plays the white card. Remember, he'll get one, two Africans there just for, you know, just to show the people. But that's his trump card. He knows if I'm coming back to the White House, then I have to play that card there. And that is I must appease the majority whites. And the whites will vote for me. And that is how I'll come back to the White House. If you look at elections today in America, today, if you have elections, anytime now in July, August, or September, it will be a walk in the park for Trump. You think that this Biden with his nappies can stand in front of him? No. So he's too smart for Biden and them. Second one, among his Republicans, he's far ahead. You must remember that Nikki, you know Nikki. Nikki is an Indian, but she wants to put a lot of makeup and play white and all this. Nikki Kelly. So remember, she's Indian. So remember that she feels ashamed to say she's an Indian and they want to play white, go change their identity and all this type of thing. Go read the history. So they all far, far behind. So therefore, none of them can challenge him because he knows he made some terrible mistakes. And if he comes in 2024 and he wins and so forth, me, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But if America got brains, which they don't have, so majority of them, they'll kick Trump also out and Biden also out and get some guy like Kennedy Jr., you see, then make him the leader, a guy who can take on the Jutlas and all of them. Then America might progress. Otherwise, America and the dollar, de-dollarizing is taking place. America falls and Israel falls and all the Arab dictators, haramis fall. Last question.
Ustad, I've got a new listener. She says that I was told to message you. My friend told me to message you on this program. Her name is Tanya, Sister Tanya. She's from Umhlanga. And she says that my 26-year-old daughter hit me just because I tried to come into her home by force because she wouldn't listen to me. I filed charges against her and now she's in jail. Did I do the right thing, sir? Sister Tanya, Ustad.
My sister Tanya, this is what we call, you must remember the consequences of our modern society. Let's take it from the start. I don't know you, my sister Tanya. I don't know your daughter, but I appreciate your question. So now you as a mother, as a father, parents, you want the best for your children. So your daughter is 25, 26. She didn't start a habit today. So she's clubbing. She's a boyfriend. She's with the drugs. She's with the wine, dine and swine and alcohol and what have you. So you want she must stay away from all these vices. She tells you, how dare you come and tell me what to do. And then she smacked you, she slapped you, and so forth. Then you charge her for assault, and now she's in jail. Did you do right? 100% right. You must leave her there for the whole weekend, and leave her till the next weekend also. You see, maybe she can't get bail. So they must learn a lesson. So that is where we are now, that the status quo. But to you, the mother, you understand, Tanya, the question I have for you, what is modern society teaching us? Modern society is teaching us the nourishment of the body, and Islam teaches us the nourishment, and we give the sustenance to the body and to the soul. Me, when I take my mother's name till today, my tears roll down.
Mm.
We can never ever forget what they did for us. When we go to our father's grave, yesterday I went with a brother and his parents passed away 2 years ago. I was reciting the supplication and you could sense it, the man is crying so much.
Mm.
So when we are nourished, body and soul, then you will never raise your hands on your parents. You will love them whilst they are alive and you will never forget them after their death. So you as a mother, with due respect, Tanya, you also to blame. This is the harm of the modern day society. We just worry about the body. We don't worry about spiritual nourishment. And then you find such a society who are raising their hands and hitting and assaulting their parents. So my advice, you did 100% and keep her there 100% for this weekend. Let her or they're in jail. And if you want, you can keep her till next week also. You must use the stick and carrot. You must use the be cruel to be kind sometimes in life. Okay, 7 to 9, inshallah, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan today. And then 6 to 8 in the evening, Suleiman Esop. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.